This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Ron Mellon, a correctional psychologist and associate professor of criminal justice. He's here to talk about how to change the criminal mind using quantitative EEG and neurofeedback therapy. He's being interviewed by JSU News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Mellon, is the change that results from the therapy used with the QEEG techniques, is it long-lasting?
Yeah, that's one of the wonderful benefits. If the subject completes the treatment about 40 sessions, somewhere between 30 and 40 sessions, each one being about 20 minutes in length, then the change typically is permanent. We found this with not only offenders, but also with alcoholics, people who are suffering from depression, young people in particular who are suffering with ADHD. With ADHD, once a child goes off the medication, they revert back. So the medication is very, very helpful, but it does not bring permanent change. When you try the neurofeedback therapy approach, then what you're doing is changing how the brain functions, and there is long-term permanent change in most instances. And when it isn't permanent, the folks come back for booster sessions on occasion.
What is the best way to find a neurofeedback therapist?
The best place to go would be online, www.isnr.org. And that's the International Society for Neuronal Regulation. There will be a list by state, and it would tell you where the local practitioners are located.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan, wishing you a good day.